Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Rhiannon from Newcastle, Pennsylvania, about an hour north of Pittsburgh.
Well, thank you for answering my first question. Did you say your name is Rhiannon?
Rhiannon, yes.
Were you named for the Fleetwood Mac song?
Absolutely.
You were? Aww. That's awesome. How old were you when you found out what those people were really like?
Old enough to know. I kind of like that.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. Do people expect things from you? Because your name Rhiannon, do they expect you to wear like gauzy, flowy outfits like Stevie Nicks does? Or?
Luckily, I do most of the time.
Oh, well, there you are.
Wow.
Well, Rhiannon, welcome to the show. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Bill, what is Rhiannon's topic?
Try reading a book.
2017 stands to be a great year for the publishing industry, what with all the people buying books for the burnings we'll be having in town squares. Don't come empty-handed. Our panelists are going to tell you about a new trend in publishing. Pick the one who's telling the truth. You'll win our prize, Carl Castle's voice on your voicemail. Are you ready to play?
I am ready.
All right, Rhiannon. First, let's hear from Luke Burbank.
Sales of ebooks have soared in recent years. Customers report enjoying the convenience of being able to bring hundreds of books with them anywhere they go. But what if you don't actually have time to read those books, but you still want to sound super smart at parties or on dates? That would be impossible, right? Well, not anymore. Meet the Amazon Whisper, which debuted this week and offers customers the option of having Alexa, the Amazon Echo robot, on standby to whisper plot details and opinions about books into their ears via wireless earbuds. Gone are the days of nodding along like you know what people are talking about. No more gaffes like saying, "Boy, they never did find that fountain, did they?" in reference to the fountainhead. Or, "And to think he'd one day become U.S. president," when the novel Ulysses by James Joyce is mentioned. The service is $5.99 extra per book, except for anything written by Bill O'Reilly, which is an extra $20, because even algorithmic robots have some standards.
All right. The Whisper program from Amazon, which will whisper useful and true facts about books into your ear so you can converse intelligently. Your next story of someone rocking the book world comes from Roxanne Roberts.
First there were audiobooks, then adult coloring books, and now complicated books for uncomplicated people. Political experts say President Trump connected with millions of voters because he spoke at a sixth grade level. Now Modern Classics is launching a new series of simpler, more accessible versions of its literary library. Grapes of Wrath, for example, is now about people who drive across the country in their Prius and don't know how to fix it when it breaks down. The Great Gatsby is mostly tips for throwing a great party in the Hamptons. Moby Dick is just 40 pages about a guy who wants a decent fish dinner at Red Lobster. Quote, "We are extremely excited to bring these iconic titles to a new audience," editor James Charrington told Publishers Weekly. "Reading is fundamental, but it doesn't have to be hard."
Complicated books made uncomplicated for an uncomplicated readership. Your last story about something new in publishing comes from Faith Saley.
How in the world do you get millennials who grew up with smartphones and Facebook and an infinite number of TV shows on demand to actually read a book? If I know. Actually, that's a solution. Profanity and a crap load of it. Right on the cover of the book. More and more books are bearing titles that contain curse words, such as the trendy adult coloring book, F Off, I'm Coloring. There are cookbooks like Bake Sales Are My Biatch, and a new primer called Apostrophes. Mark Resnick, editor of If You Give a Kid a Cookie, Will He Shut the F Up, says, "If you don't like, don't buy it. Books have a lot to compete with these days."
All right, so one of these is a new trend in publishing, Is It, from Luke Burbank. a service that will actually whisper in your ear the true details and insights into various works of literature so you can sound smart. From Roxanne Roberts, great works made very, 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 very simple for the modern reader. Or from Faith Staley, just profanity. Just a lot of swearing when it comes to literature. Which of these is the real story of a publishing trend?
While the first two are very believable, I'll never forget the first time I heard about the book Go the Bleep to Sleep.
Yes.
So I'm going to go with number three.
Okay, your choice is Faith's story about profanity in publishing. To find out the correct answer, well, we spoke to someone high up in that industry.
I don't think anyone wants to be gratuitous, but of the projects I see that get published, they're putting the best of the curse words out there.
That was Gail Gonzalez. She's the publisher of Rodale Books. She's talking about the new trend towards swearing in book titles.
Well, Thank you, though.
You got it, Rhiannon. You won a point for Faith, just for swearing.
Woo.
And you, of course, have won our prize, the voice of Carl Castle. Thank you so much, Rhiannon, for playing.
Thanks,
Rhiannon. All right. Take care.
Swear to God, there's no one else on earth.